Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
When I was in Phoenix this week, I had a dream that I had had before, and I may have even mentioned it in the past, but in this dream, I'm walking in a jungle in India, and I'm walking down this path, which eventually leads to a small village, and as I come upon this village and begin to enter the village, a small child comes up to me, and he sort of signals with his hand, he wants to tell me something. So I bend over, and he whispers in my ear, and this is going to sound awfully self-serving, but this is really what happened in the dream. He whispers in my ear, "Tell me the secret of your Zen." And then I bend back over, and I whisper in his ear, "That you'll know the secret when your mind is still." And he smiles at me like he knew the answer all along and walks away. So in thinking about this dream, it occurred to me yet again that when the mind is still, we are at the gateway to wisdom, the gateway to the direct experience of the oneness of all things. And when we enter this gate, not only do we taste of this oneness, but at the same time our heart opens. And compassion arises naturally without a thought. And so a still mind and an open heart come together as one, just as we put our hands together in gassho. They're inseparable. So wisdom, what we call or name wisdom, is the realization of our true nature. It is that state of being when the stories, the thoughts, the projections that we use to define reality cease. We realize how this activity of the mind divides the universe into discrete parts, to which the mind then assigns names, creating the perception or the idea that things are separate and individual. We further realize that this experience of a fragmented world has become so normal, so commonsensical, that we never even question it. Rumi writes, "The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere, they're in each other all along." I remember once hearing a story about a student who came to Daisan during a week-long retreat. And the teacher said to the student, he asked her, "How is her meditation going?" And she replied to the teacher, "I'm beginning to see that things are just my stories." And later in the same retreat, she returned to Daisan. And the teacher again asked her how it was going. And she said, "Now I see that everything is just my story." So it's when we let go of these stories that we realize wisdom. When the mind stops manufacturing the stories that make us feel separate, and the mind stops manufacturing these stories, creating this illusion that we have, that we are all separate, our heart opens and we realize what is called compassion. This is when another person's suffering is our suffering. And true compassion goes even deeper because it is active, not passive. It's not limited to just feeling somebody's pain. It is a response to that pain. It is a response to suffering. And in this response, there is no duality. There is no helper, and there is no helped. There is just the activity of helping. It is unself-conscious. It is direct, compassionate action. It's like Bernie Glassman always says, if I hurt my hand, the other hand responds immediately. This is because there's no separation. There's just one body. The left hand's pain is the right hand's pain. The right hand doesn't just feel for the other hand, doesn't just empathize, it responds immediately. The Dalai Lama weighs in on this when he says, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot exist. So how do we practice to keep an open heart? Rumi said, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. To seek and find all the barriers within ourselves that we have built against it. This is incredibly profound advice. We must do the work of identifying these barriers and healing the underlying causes for their existence. This may mean facing our emotional wounds, which manifest as anger, greed, hate, fear, desire. It may mean looking at our fixed ideas, at our beliefs, or our projections with fresh eyes. And as we do the work to heal ourselves, we will gradually become free. We will gradually fall in love with life itself. With the barriers tended to, we will experience the oneness and diversity of life, and more live our lives with an open heart. To have this experience requires us to surrender completely. Surrender completely to things as they are, free to be like lilies breaking over dark water, as Mary Oliver wrote. She writes, inside that mud hive, that gas sponge, that reeking leaf yard, that rippling dream bowl, the leech's flecked and swirling broth of life as rich as Babylon. The fists crack open and the wands of the lilies quicken. They rise like pale poles with their wrapped beaks of lace. One day they tear the surface. The next they break open over dark water. And there you are on the shore, fitful and thoughtful, trying to attach to them an idea. Some news of your own life, but the lilies are slippery and wild. They are devoid of meaning. They are simply doing from the deepest spurs of their being what they are impelled to do every summer. And so, dear sorrow, are you. So who are we when we stop looking for meaning? We try to attribute some meaning to our existence and just simply become who we are. When our heart breaks open, we experience what Lou Hartman from the San Francisco Zen Center called radical acceptance. Radical. An acceptance of all that is, and radical because it includes everything. Nothing is left out. Nothing is left out. When our heart is open, we greet the world with curiosity, with patience, forgiveness, and compassion. We feel light and joyful. We embrace everything because everything is us. To conclude, wisdom and compassion must function together. Wisdom without compassion feels no pain. Compassion without wisdom can do more harm than good because it is self-centered. Roshi John Daido Luri said it very directly. He said, I don't care how many Dharma transmissions you have or how many certificates you can pile up. If wisdom and compassion are not manifesting in your life, your realization is not real. So as a Sangha, let us support each other in our individual healing so that both wisdom and compassion can manifest in our lives. Thank you.